Welcome to Simply Jean Ann. I'm your host, Jean Ann Duckworth, taking you on a journey from guilty girl to empowered woman. Let's get started with the show. Summer is here, the kids are out of school, and all across the country, parents are scrambling, trying to figure out what to do to occupy the little nippers' time until school, yay, starts again. I have a suggestion for you, one that's been around for a long, long time, but sometimes the tried and true still works best. I want to talk to you in this series about Vacation Bible School. Now, some churches have renamed them to camps, other names, because school seems to have such a negative connotation to it. Whatever they might call it, churches have these programs. Some of them run for 1 week, Monday through Friday in the mornings. Some of them run for 1 week, Monday through Friday in the evenings. Some of them are a little shorter. Some of them are one evening a week for multiple weeks. Whatever the schedule might be, Vacation Bible School, VBS, can be a great way, a positive way to occupy your kids' time, to give them something different to do that usually doesn't cost much money, sometimes doesn't even cost any money, and it is just a nice, safe environment for them. In this series, five-part series, I'm going to offer you some different reasons why VBS is good for you and for your family. You don't have to send your kids necessarily to the VBS at your church or only at your church. I think it's important to support your own church. You might do some research and see who else in your community is offering a VBS program. And if it's on a different week from yours, especially if they're a couple weeks apart, it's a great way to something different, something else your kids can do, because there are all sorts of themes for VBS. And you can do some research, especially nowadays when you can go online and look to see what the theme is for VBS at the different churches in your area, and look for a theme that will interest your kids. Maybe you have one that's really into sports. Well, there are sports themed programs. There are water themed programs, pirates, and I could just go on and on, but there are all sorts of different programs that might interest your kids. And you might have one kid that's really into sports and another one that's really into, say, dinosaurs, and you can send them to different activities. It's just something different to do. And the reason for that, the reasons for enrolling them in these different programs, I'm going to go over. But I've always liked VBS. I've been involved in it for a long, long time. Back when I first got involved, a lot of moms were still stay-at-home moms. It was right after I graduated high school, and for the record, I graduated in 74, so you know when it was. And I remember talking to the woman who was in charge of VBS at our church, and she always got in touch with all the other churches in the areas because there were moms who would send their kids to every single VBS in the area just to give them something to do and give her some free time every morning for, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks in a row. This was when we were off from the beginning of June to the beginning of September. So you're talking 3 months. Moms needed to find stuff for their kids to do besides turning the sprinkler on in the backyard. And they'd send their kids to all the different programs in the area. Well, you don't have to go quite that far, but you can still select more than the one being held at your church if your church is doing one, just to give your kids some different exposure and to give them that spiritual booster that they need. And just, you know, get them out of the house and off the couch and something where you don't have to think up what to do. Geez, I still remember Katie being little and getting up on Saturday mornings and wondering out, what are we doing today? And I'd look at her, I am not the program director on this cruise. What do you have planned for today? Sometimes you want to plan stuff for them, but sometimes it's nice if someone else is planning something and you can trust what it is they're doing. So that being said, I just wanted to give you a quick introduction and tell you what it is that's going on in this series. 5 parts in it. And if you have any tips or suggestions, you can pop on over to my blog and leave them there. My website is jeanannduckworth.org. And just share some of your experiences or some of your ideas. And if you want to, you can even share ideas on what you do to occupy your kids the rest of the time, because I'm always open to those things. I may not have little kids, but I know a number of people with school-age kids, and they're always looking for new ideas, different things that they can do with their kids that are low-cost and easy, because not everybody is like my friend Nancy and super crafty and able to come up with all these different ideas of fun things to do. So, that's all for this time. Join me next time, and I'll tell you why VBS is just a fabulous idea for a summer activity. I mean, auto recording star. That's all for this episode. Be sure to join me next time. Until then, I'm simply Jean Ann Duckworth, encouraging you to stop calling it guilt and embrace the power within. I'll talk to you next time.